الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الحمد لله. Once again, Allah SWT has given us an opportunity to meet, to share a few kind words, and to reflect on who we are and how to become better individuals. This is something that will continue till the day we die. And for those of us that wish to improve, for those of us that wish betterment for ourselves, we accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, sends our way as a blessing. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to take away His rahmah and mercy, then the very same information, rather than using it to become better people, we take that very information to use it against others. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, each of us, from this behavior. Because we are, as a society, as not as a community, but as a Muslim ummah, this is the disease we are suffering from right now. That how can I gain Islamic knowledge to use it against others? So the child gets the Islamic knowledge, not so he may become or she may become a better Muslim, but how do I gain that knowledge to use it against my parents so I can get more goods out of them? How can then the parents will gain their knowledge, not so they can become the best father or best mother, but how can I gain my knowledge so that way I can really exploit my children and grandchildren? And this is the continual cycle that is taking place. That is why Rasulullah said this beautiful hadith: Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna bil lisani wa yadi. Imagine, it's a very simple hadith. They make children learn it, children memorize it. We all know it, we all have heard of it, we all have shared it, we all have presented it to others. It is the most simple hadith you can ever learn, which is, a Muslim is that individual that does not create harm or fear in another Muslim as a consequence of his tongue or his hands. That means you are fully safe from me on every level. Ironically, at the same time, you will notice, instead of, for example, making salam in a way that brings tranquility upon another, we will even use the kind gesture of salam to create pain in others. Food is a good thing. Yet we will use food as a method of harm to another person. I'll give you a simple example. One is making salam in a respectable way. But we purposely, when we don't like someone, we will say it in such a way that if that person attacks us, we'll say, but I said salam to you anyway. So why are you attacking me back? But we know how we said the salam. We said it in a mean way, in a nasty way, in a way that creates animosity and hatred. So Rasulullah is saying, don't do that. With your tongue, create utmost security and love between yourself and others. Or when we give food to someone, there are many ways of doing it. One way is you give it respectably. The other is you just throw the plate. So you know that when you throw the plate, the person can't say you didn't give them food, but you give it in such a way where you say to them, I don't want you to eat, I have no feelings for you. That's how it is done, from what I gather, from the emails we get online. So the hadith of Rasulullah is saying that a true Muslim is one in which individuals are not hurt, are not threatened, they don't feel threatened, and they feel good around their presence. And you will notice that one of the sharah or the shariheen regarding this given hadith writes the following: that if a person is not comfortable with you,
because of your tongue or your hand, then we must realize that we are not complete Muslims, or Muslim in the truest sense. There is a deficiency in our existence and in our very well-being or spiritual being. See, my brothers, Islam is made up of basically five things. One is belief. So saying La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, accepting Allah as one, and accepting the Prophet of Allah as a messenger, and accepting all the other prophets, accepting the Bibles in the authentic form, accepting the Torah in its authentic form, accepting that there is questioning in the grave, it's a reality. Waking up on the day of resurrection is a reality. Being questioned and being awarded Jannah and Jahannam based on your deeds and your a'mal is a reality. These are part of belief. Once you have that, you are a Muslim. Second part is the aspect of worship. So you perform your salah, you give your zakah, you save enough money, inshallah, and you will have the opportunity of going for the Hajj. And there are those that are coming back from Hajj, may Allah bring them safely. Those of you that have the time and ability to go to the airport and welcome them, that too is a big reward. Don't just wait for the dates and zamzam to come to your house. You also have to make an effort to go and meet them and wish them well. That is part of deen, to wish people well. Because when you wish them well, you know what you are doing, as I always say, you're not wishing them well as much as you're wishing yourself well, that Allah will accept for you and your family, inshallah, to go for the Hajj. So all this constitutes believing in angels. This is belief. These things cannot be proven. You accept it. You accept it, you are a Muslim, you reject it, you are the fall of Islam. Number two is the aspect of worship, things that you do, as I mentioned, salah, zakah, hajj, etc. Being good to parents, believing in Allah and being good to them. Sometimes you'll see, he says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. First and foremost, worship Allah, then be good and loving and caring to your parents. So second is worship. Number three is the aspect of dealings and character. And this is where it gets to be very, very slippery. Very, very slippery. Belief, we believe in. Worship, we will do. Some of us will even get up for the Hajj Salah. And we are proud of it, mashallah. Some of us will never miss a Salah with Jama'ah, mashallah. As one brother got an argument once, another brother, you know what he told him? I was shocked when he said this. He says, you are refusing me to pay me my loan on time. You are talking bad about my family. Thereafter, he says something very powerful. I was shocked when I heard it. He says, keep on performing your salah with jama'ah. On the day of Qiyamah, I'm going to grab you by the throat and I'm going to get all my rewards from you. Imagine, the guy who's performing his salah with jama'ah all the time, getting all this huge amount of reward, he comes out of the masjid and he slanders. He lies. He cheats. All that beautiful reward, basically, is giving it to the other person who's negligent in his behavior. Now, I'm not saying you mustn't perform salah and wait for somebody to backbite about you or lie about you and cheat on you. No, that's not what I'm saying. But many of us take part in a lot of good deeds, a lot of beautiful deeds. Fajr salah with jama'ah, Jummah time we come early, full taraweeh, Qiyamul layl, Tahajjud salah, spend money on our children to learn the deen. All this reward we get. And point number three, it says, put your dealings and behavior right. That rotten behavior is going to bring your huge pile of reward all the way down, and someone else is going to benefit from your good deeds. That is why Rasulullah, when that lady used to throw dirt on him, yes, he wasn't happy that someone was doing that. But when she stopped doing it, he asked, where is my friend? Janazah salah done in absentia. You heard of it, meaning that generally we don't do it But if someone passes away overseas, then if that person is a leader, a very good person, then a group of you can choose to do the Nahar Salah over here while that person is overseas. You know, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how did this ruling come about? Character. There was a woman, it comes in a hadith, nothing against black people, because when you use the word black, some people get very offended. I'm not black, I'm brown. Nothing to do with black and brown. I come from Africa too, so don't worry about it. But the point I'm trying to make is, there was this lady that was, some say dark in complexion, some say black. And she passed away. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could not be there for the janazah salah. So he performed the janazah salah in absentia. That means while her body was not present. Why did he do that? Because she had character. She had dignity. She would clean the sacred house of Allah. And she would take care of being extremely good beyond the average normal person. That was so liked by Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was ordered, in other words, to perform the janazah salah for this given woman. So Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself also said, for example, where is the Uthami Makarim al-Akhlaq? That I have been sent for one purpose. I have been sent to create a perfection in the character of humanity. As I always say, it's very easy to be nice to strangers, but can you be nice to the loved ones around you? You can be nice to a person, for example, a stranger, every day of your life, but it is very hard to be nice to your wife or your husband or your child or your parent one day sometimes in your entire life. Imagine, to a stranger, you can be good all your life, but one full day or one 24-hour period for you to be loving to your mother or father or child or close one is the most difficult thing for a person to do. It comes down to character. And this is very, very important. That is why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stressed the importance of it. So number three, after belief being number one, worship being number two, number three, dealings and behavior, is something I think each one of us has to continue working on. And number four is character and manners, and these are infused together to some extent. And number five, they talk about mu'amalat, mu'asharat, social conduct and social living. You know, in the Quran, Allah talks about salah. But Allah never tells you how to perform salah. It tells you about zakah. It tells you different places it can be given. But how and the manner in which to give it, you will see that in the hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 2.5%, it comes from the hadith, and we derive it from other aspects, from the fuqaha, etc. When it comes to social living and behavior, there is actually a surah, for example, Surah Hujurat, and various other places where Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam shows you exactly how to go about doing a certain thing. Salah doesn't tell you how you must stand, how you must not stand. That is why amongst us we have different opinion. Some hand below the navel, some will be above the navel. But character tells you, you mustn't argue with the person next to you whether it's above or below. And sheer idiocy will make you argue and say, no brother, it's like this and not like that. If it was really only this way or that way, Allah himself would have told you in the Quran. Because Allah is testing your character. That yes, you perform salah, but let's see if you have character that goes with that salah. That is now how a person is tested. And we forget that. Charity, 2.5 you can give. Akhlaq tells you, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفُ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ صَدَقَةٍ يَدْبَوَ أَذَى. Character tells you that once you give your charity, you will not throw it on that person's face by saying, remember when you were nothing, I took you and I gave you this and I gave you that. Now who you think you are today? As one guy said it, he says, this guy used to drink water overseas from the stream that used to have dirt. Today when I give him water, he says, don't give me this water, get me bottled water. He says, I know he's beginning. Yes, my brother and sister, you know he's beginning, but don't throw it on my face and his face now, that how his beginning was. That comes to character. It's easy to give water, but it's hard to say, I'm not giving you the water to show off to others. So as you can see, in the surah, for example, Allah says, in Surah Hujurat, etc., in various other places, where Allah doesn't just tell you do it, but Allah shows you how to do it. By virtue of example, when you knock on someone's door and they don't open the door, you don't stand outside and start sending text messages, here I'm in front, open up. You don't do that. You don't go on the side of the window, you know where the net is on the fence, and say, hey, I'm outside. Maybe that person is not in a good mood. Maybe he just got done and is grieving. He lost some close person in his family. So he doesn't or she doesn't want to open the door. Maybe they don't want to discuss with you because they know when you have a communication style that is a little bit aggressive, and they don't want to deal with that aggression today. The surah says, once you knock and they don't open, farji, then you move on, you go back. Go back to where you've come and take another chance some other time. So my brothers and sisters here we are learning that deen, 20% is belief, 20% is worship. Thereafter, dealings and character, manners, social living. This is making up 60% of the deen itself. And that is where many of us take a hit. Many of us go downhill. I'll give you a simple example. People make a big sacrifice coming to the masjid and performing salah with jama'ah. Now, those like Brother Hassan and a few others know me very well, that even if I start the salah late, let's say for example, salah time is 6:20, I will end it at 6:30. Even if I start the salah at 6:25, I will end it at 6:30. Even if I start at 6:26, I will end it at 6:30. Why? Because I know people have to go to work. So there is a time range, am I correct? We keep a time range. But some brothers, they get so 1 minute late you come, that's it. That's it. No problem. Because an imam, listen to this very carefully, an imam does not get paid to perform salah. An imam gets paid to be in the masjid and do his duty, which may include salah. And if he's not yet to perform salah, because if you say to an imam, I'm paying you for salah, that's it, you have destroyed your iman. Because salah has no value. That doesn't mean I must take off, that's another issue. That comes with respect, that comes with courtesy, that comes with my character, all those things are separate. Now imagine, you spend all your time coming here to get all this maximum reward, 1 minute late, and Dr. Salman starts shouting, what is wrong with this imam? Imagine. All this reward now he gets with his presidency, 1 minute late, he wipes away all the good work. Just give me an example. This is something that comes from that 60% of character, that don't throw away your rewards, don't do it. And 60% of deen is saying that this is the most essential thing that will create your success or failure in life. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, as the one imam said very beautifully, if I'm going to gossip and lie, I might as well do it regarding my own mother or family who has worked so hard in my development than me slandering or hurting an outsider. And yet, look at our lives. We'll yell at somebody else's mother. We will swear somebody else's father. And what the hadith says, when you yell at someone else's mother, that lady in the grocery store you're walking by, she's an elderly woman, and you say something bad like, hey, what's the, you know, I'll tell you a very bad thing. One day there was a boy over here. He said something in a foreign language regarding someone else. He thought that they came from another country. They didn't know what he was saying. He didn't realize the community, the world is very, very small. So he used a very nasty phrase. And that lady looked and said, young boy, you may think I don't know your language. I lived in your country.
Imagine. So the lady in the grocery line may be hobbling, may be going slow, and you may say something bad, like this old lady, what does she think she is? You may say it to your wife, you may say it to your husband. My brothers and sisters, on a serious note, you have just cussed your mother out, you didn't even know it. Because that old lady is like your mother. She's an elderly person. That's what the hadith says. When you cuss or when you use an obscene word against somebody else's father, you have indirectly swore your own father, you don't even know it. 60% of deen is saying that this is very, very important. So in summary, character is something that is not limited to lifting your hand up three times at someone or standing up when they come. That is part of it. But more important than that, the way in which you live your life on an everyday level. How you treat the poor, how you treat the orphan, how you treat the wealthy, how you go to work. Do you go on time? Do you play the time card? When the officer pulls you over, sorry officer, I didn't have my belt on. Don't put your belt on and say it was on. This is what Islam is made up of. And the more sensitive we are towards these things, inshallah, that 40% regarding belief and worship, that will become stronger. You want your salah to be stronger? You want your zakah to have its full flavor? You want to have that khushu in salah where you feel the presence of Allah, you feel the presence of goodness, that worship, that belief is not going to come that easily. It comes after you get that 60% right. Belief, character, mu'asharat, mu'amalat, social dealing, etc. When that is put right, then you enjoy your salah. And when that is not put right, you'll perform your salah. While you're performing your salah, you'll be looking at the guy next to you. Why does his body smell like this? Why that person is like that? Why that guy in front, his toenails are not cut? Why the person behind me? You're going to be, and you, is all this is going to mess up your, who you are. So to get that focus in your salah, in your worship, you got to put that character aspect right. Now, of course, I'm not perfect myself. So inshallah, I'll also try to work on this. And you make dua for me that I can put it right. And likewise, inshallah, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He can help us in putting this character, behavior, social living aspect right. So that way, inshallah, as a community and a society, we can go on the next level. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us and keep us on the path of Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana.